You're listening to Alan Jones on 2GB. Thanks to The Blind Factory. Designer quality blinds at factory prices. Call 13 Blinds. From Mandurah to Mariba, Kingaroy to Katanning. If there's a tale worth telling, you'll hear about it on the Bush Telegraph. For AAT Kings, bringing Australia and New Zealand to life.
Oh, here he is. He's up to his old habits, Dan. This is from Kalamburu to Kumbalumba. Go on.
And everywhere in between. Good morning, Alan. Kumbalumba, beautiful part of the world. That's up behind Tully.
Oh, North Queensland.
Yeah, and Kalamburu is about as far north as you can go in Western Australia.
Very good.
Good morning. You know yourself, being raised in the bush, communities come together to help one another. So it is in the town of West Wyalong. Now, little 9-year-old Harry Warner was playing on his family's property late last year with his siblings, 4 of them, and there was an accident on the farm and he passed away. The poor little fella died. Look, I won't go into the details here. It's too sad. But what I can tell you is that Harry loved his rugby league, and his old club, the West Wyalong Mallee Men, are holding a big fundraising event next Saturday, May the 28th. It's called Harry's Day. They'll be at West Wyalong's home ground, Ron Crow Oval, up against Grenfell.
Ronnie Crow played for
Australia. And they'll be auctioning off memorial jerseys, Alan. Wonderful. The money to go to help another young boy, Charlie Morris. Charlie's heading to Sydney for 2 years, incredible story, to fight leukemia. So all the community's coming together for a big day out. And if you want to donate, you can email me, Dan at 2GB, and I'll put you in touch with everyone involved. And a quick thank you to the listeners who emailed last week to help little Isabella in Toowoomba raise money for her grandfather.
Lovely.
Plenty of emails about that. What about this email from Mary at Rockingham, south of Perth? She said, I wanted to let Alan know about my neighbour down the street. We're so proud of him. We want the world to know. 83-year-old Alan Lewis is a world champion weightlifter. Took it up when he turned 75, has since won 5 state weightlifting titles, a national title and an Australian Masters title. He says weightlifting saved his life. He beat a couple of bouts of cancer, was feeling weak, so he needed to regain his strength, and he trains 3 times a week. Use it or lose it. Now, look, you're always telling us about your fear of heights. The Northern Territory government apparently about to announce today a 300-metre-long glass skywalk to be installed over the Nitmiluk Gorge at Katherine.
Good stuff.
70 metres in the air, all glass.
Good.
You'll be signed up first up.
I will never.
Always got a tip. The Hawker Cup's on this weekend. The town of Hawker at the foot of the Flinders Ranges, 365 km north of Adelaide. A full day's thoroughbred racing.
I'd love to be there.
Home to 230 people. Normally, they'll get 20 times that this weekend. Not a blade of grass for miles. They'll still put on a good show.
I'd love it.
The track rated a firm 1.
How wonderful. Well
this
done.
Saturday, Hawker Cup.
Well done, Dan. Now, look, email your stories to dan@2gb.com, and you can follow the Bush Telegraph on Twitter, @2gb Dan Mullins. It's 26 and a half after 8.